On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today we have a high-profile case about sexual harassment at work. In this case, the workplace is pro basketball. A New York jury yesterday ruled that Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas made unwanted sexual advances toward his colleague. She was a marketing executive, Anuka Brown Sanders. The ruling found that her employer, Madison Square Garden, fired her in retaliation when she complained. Now it has to pay her $11.6 million in damages. We're joined now by employment lawyer Aliza Hertzberg, who's been following this case, and some others. Good morning.
Good morning.
$11.6 million. What happened that was worth that much money?
Well, the allegations are obviously that Ms. Brown Sanders was terminated as a result of complaining, and so she's contending that she lost her $260,000 a year job and probably won't work in the industry again. And the jury did award punitive damages, so that essentially beefed up the amount to this $11.6 million. Dolan himself, the chairman of Cablevision and the chairman of Madison Square Garden, has been ordered to pay $3 million.
James Dolan you're referring to.
Exactly.
Do you think Madison Square Garden could have handled these accusations any better?
Well, hindsight is always 20/20, but and it is very, very unusual for an employer to settle for in the millions before they go to some serious litigation. But there certainly are some questions in my mind about whether or not they handled the complaint head on or tried to dismiss it and dismiss Ms. Brown Sanders.
Oh, meaning that if instead of firing her, they had seriously looked into this, they might have saved a few million dollars.
Yes. Again, hindsight is 20/20. I know they are well advised by competent lawyers, but at the outset, it seems to me that there should have been, and hopefully there was, a complete and thorough investigation. And it seems to me that there was some sort of degree of ego involved and some sort of kind of an understanding by Madison Square Garden that they might be able to avoid liability because they were, in my opinion, they were comparing themselves to the rap industry or other industries where it would be acceptable in the workplace to use racially charged language. But Isaiah Thomas is a corporate executive, and for him to try to avoid liability in a lawsuit by defending himself and saying, I could call her bad names, I could make sexual advances because it was the norm in the workplace, was probably a poor idea.
How common is this kind of behavior in the workplace?
Well, it's hard to tell. I think that it's unclear in the United States because there are a lot of sexual advances in the workplace, but many of them are consensual, so they never come to light. There are also things going on in the workplace where the employee just picks up and leaves instead of suing. But there certainly are issues in the workplace. That's not to say that employers don't try to stop them and coach employees to stop these activities.
And I want to ask one other question, if I might, following up on Isaiah Thomas's defense here, saying that, well, it's okay in my workplace. Obviously, the jury didn't agree. But is there, in fact, a difference in standards from workplace to workplace? Is there some behavior that might be acceptable in one office and not acceptable in another?
100%. The best example I can give is if you work at HBO, you cannot really be sensitive to sexually charged language because many of their shows contain sexual innuendo and sexually charged language. But if you work in a corporate environment that is not, again, this is largely in the entertainment field, but I see that there's this distinction. And I would say that the executives in the entertainment world have to say, we are not artists. We have to comport ourselves with the role of executives.
Okay. And,
but I think that you are on the mark by saying that there are workplaces where certain behavior is more acceptable and there are workplaces where that same behavior would be less acceptable.
Aliza Hertzberg is an employment lawyer with the firm Olshan Grunman in New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.